Hey Taita Ola Zimbabwe Omuhle ndinomgamshira emshirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boy Big Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe Omuhle to our youth program Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe Omuhle once again namhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ndinomgamshira emshirongo chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe Omuhle, to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance, Professor Mthuli Ncube, yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma pula nema rand, anzi na Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu, Zimbabwe, now only has one official tender. One official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofana ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency, what we have removed with the basket of currency, we have removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It still allowed you to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and you have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg American dollar, then you must go to be able to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
I want to ban ourselves. We keep us. And there's no crime in keeping us.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in U.S. dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachanga vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachanga vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash chango chinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutse fanyira pamasai tsai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tiri kutepenyira pane ma web page edu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com, we're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com, and we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda I Facebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwi phela zilukandaba musakanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa, motiudzawo maonero enyu, nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. And most importantly, don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no wandu wedu.
Hey, hola, Davico, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukutaura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle at Big Mike 3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana papa mapeje du matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchenda mchino nitraga go Twitter ne go Instagram, nungdiripano pa mapeje du, amufara zhukuru sa. Welcome Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Hey, Big Mike, nasi tugu tarisa nyaya ye mamiru wakaita upumi wenyika. Nezuro cha ye takanzu wa Professor Mtuli Ngube acha announce achita aiwa nyika edu, aita shandise marizu ye kudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula. Hanzi, chimbo makasa, chimbo mira, nekuta aita shande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman, anana businesswoman seiko munyika, tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika. Mr. Tendai Choto, vachoto, wakamwaka mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinoda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya iri mumugango mainzwa, mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika, nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula, uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika, womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika, makatambira mazwi ava Mtuli Ngube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara, nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulti currencies chii, uyezve tagadzirisa here chakakonzeresa kuti sekutanga tinge tine multi currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya, tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe, nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisapota. Mari kuti ive mari, vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti havana kuti mabond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuuyiswa kwezimudhola ndingangoti nekuskrepwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vacho regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, Vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanho ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tenders within within Zimbabwe?
In the second one, I think that the havai uya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and they were in the government. I think at one point he then realizes that he cannot maneuver very very much without controlling the monetary policy. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mthuli Ncube seemed to have made a 180-degree U-turn from what he had said, because I remember very well, and I was part of a discussion with my friends and colleagues about, and we were excited about the coming in of Professor Mthuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is just a self-destructive path where this matter will not end very well. Because you look, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports?
All right.
Practically almost everything is imported.
Vacho to regain bokubata ipamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga comments evateereri edu. They are very very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka chimbobata iparare nditore muteereri handiti baba.
Alright,
utabolo kone kutwini, kukanya ngani uluya chisa, kutuwa sesi le currency izim dola ikona, kutuwa ngaule mali ya kwa manyamazwe, bond pula, I think it's a bond, pula rand US dollar panzi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli, sizu uti yena utini. Kola kola mtereri, wekutanga apina mjirongwa, ndia naripari nari.
Hello.
Hey, baba, zurufambe.
Niyakhuluma Nkosi Mbinjani.
Sipilile baba, mbani okone kwingweni?
Ngudumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, sipilile futhi.
Udabula ukhona egudwini uluzwile baba. Nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, singisithi bond, nxa ule user, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala, ngibona ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa ku-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision ku-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, wonke into leyo yenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologists amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. So phithi ukuthi ezivabheke amani, sasilama-institutions amakhulu njengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-olecturer, o-professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education yeZimbabwe academically ikhangelele phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende lezi gwenxa uzahlalele lezi gwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Iso phithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlala ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela i-banki baba. I-banking sector yeZimbabwe isile abantu abasebenzi bayesaba ngoba ibanka iniki interest. Ibanki mele inike interest baba. Ibanki ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi. Mele imali isecirculate omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha B ayithatha C ayibole ku D ayicupha. Njalo njalo imali isecirculate bese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu. Iindustry le bank sector uhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lomzakho omunye ioxygen omunye igazi. Abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there is no life. Ungakhiphi igazi there is no life. Uhamba ndawonye baba.
Awungitshele ke baba Ndlo ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na.
Yeng umuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi handicapped ku disability portfolio sithi thina vila nxa ngi 42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abantu abagogekile saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalized ngakuthi la ngena u grade 1 ile 12 years so umuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uya suspecta 12 years from 42 futhi nge 32
disadvantage
ngize zwanga ayezwa umumo elizwe so ngi youth engaboniyo emela ilungile labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekile bathwele izinto kakhulu abangawone kalungisa into zakhe ze economy a consult into ehluphayo ukuthi akukhonsele kunje sina bangabonayo sibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abangabonayo bathwele nzima kula ma talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwane ezizibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshela ukuthi sifunani sichele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi izinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenzi izinyo izinto bonani uhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona phi kokuphela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili siguguteka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilele izweni how are you surviving bafo how
ukuzima baba siphila ngegod's grace uja kubudgeteki isiguya family person abantwana sehle uthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba isicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebenze bewas lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu nqa ngathi isicathulo sami sesibobokile can you imagine we just kukhathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgaba ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangile zinga ukuthi I need to pass I need to read o Shakespeare pass ngibe yilinguist but that zeal has just vanished
Hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini danki ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzava ukhona ngithi baba
Ngiyabonga obe thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Right, liyamuzwa. Ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele. They were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe nguNdlovu. UNdlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizweni. Libabuza ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona? Very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parinarera.
Ndiripo.
Right. Manzi wazwa zvitaurwa navaNdlovu here kana Ndombo kutsana ngurai.
Ndisana ngurire.
Right. Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being he finds it very important that before government makes decisions they need to consult all stakeholders. You of course being part of the business community elizweni were you guys consulted or makango muka ozvakungonzi no more USA no more pula no more rand
there was no consultation I actually found it on I learned of this on Friday afternoon there is a journalist I follow called Wopo Chingono he made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking and yes we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take really because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy according to Professor Mkilingo using the US dollar but however I think he is actually this will worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions. conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar. I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes, mm-hmm. but I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced via speculation. It will not end well.
Right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunze one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually Manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world, to have their own currency. Mm-hmm. He was talking about mm-hmm. how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, Nema Yusa, Nema Rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru sakuita kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's going on, what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once we do not, if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should not jump the gun and just say we want to have our own currency for the sake of having our own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because mm-hmm. we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency. But the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Regain to them terreri wachoto, then ndukudzoka kwa muri. Ndukudzoka ndine mtereri, ekwe ngweni, kola mtereri, mapinda mchirongwa, mbanoko nekwe ngweni. Mtereri, hello.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Unjani?
Muri right here.
Mushe, mkoma haripari nare hapo ndiani?
Ni mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama topinda mchirongwa, tino mkamchirai?
Tapinda. Imita merina yonde kwa re, nangire, yes, tapisa, nauri farira, because nikemu matambo, because yes, right now, tika tarisa. Kutuwa visa, kutuwa tarisa, ndiju, ato tisha, ande minita. My price, my shop, because Vakutamutera Bane Red, but one of Tengaji, US for the share of a break market. Because as you shan't, what is in the Rupinda Mika? The Vagun, the Rupinda Mika, the Forex, the Forex, the Bagan, the Forex, as it got up, China Mika, and Kona's name sorrow. The Rupa, the Swarom, boy pass.
Zvino mukoma ngoni ndimi kamuri pa ground apa ku Zimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wangu kurarama kwaoma kozvine zviko nezvakata sato vashandese chikara zvireta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akandira mosazhinja akandira ma $25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira ma $20 nema $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezero zvekare takanzwa mutuli ncuve achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dollar kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa takuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices anofaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here? Hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo.
Haina handibvumirani nazvo bond isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, the general is stabilized. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. Economy is not done. This is the US. You know, boys are stabilized.
Mhm. Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma ngoni tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mudzoke next week andes.
Amaita basa.
Right, zuluka ndaba liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni ngomunye umlaleli wethu uthi hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende anzi izo zvakaitwa na hulumende this notion that was done by government I pansi I don't support it. Ngatidzokere kuna vachoto tanzwa kuti vari kuti mukoma choto muchiripo parinare. Right, vatereri vari kupinda muchirongo vari kuchema vari kuchema. Ndamboverenga imwe comment apa pa page redu re VOA Ndebele. Munhu abvunza mvunzo wakanaka zvikurusa. Vandibvunza nyaya yema foreign banks munhu wese anga pane vanhu vanga vane ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne mari yekunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Mm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unaware. So, the advent of the social media also makes things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's SCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe, people would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment, there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with the information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panyaya imwe chete your Forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this Forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenyobe said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the Forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continue accepting US dollars. And I think the big players, they took a position. I won't mention their names, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in the instruments that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. If they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But as I've said earlier on, it won't end well. That's the general feeling that I have. But whatever move that is not inclusive, a move that is too fast a trend, that is not support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really, a current should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a current.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regain Lukbate Pamromo, Nditore Umuom Tereri. It's a matter of confidence. This is Rutaro na Tendai. Matter of confidence. Anzuvanu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, Vateri Redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyore message pa WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ukusifonela live. Eto ngweni, lingene lani kuhlelo. Live on air. Lingasifonela kuhle ingo. Inombolongo. +12026192077. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sengilomlaleli ecingweni. Kola mthereri. Mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zurufambe.
Magazine very good, Mike.
Ah, mushe. Aripar nari apandian.
Ndozi kuto. Gomba ndri kusona ndri pa Messina.
Mkoma gomba varu Messina uko. Zurufambe ere ku Messina.
Ah, paka ipa.
Dimika muru kunze kwenyika. Anzi, Maria yu ya muru kunze. Aicha shande mnyika. Munoti inazo izos.
Yeah, it depends. You could do a lot of fun and the moon. Arguno Matri, same for Evachin or Mudum. Nobody could have an intrigue and people would have another wrong answer that we should beat it up as we didn't even have a good thing. Yeah, you could go to Kemari, Zimbabwe. Shakatanga Muna 2000. One was a lot of Shandama, US dollar, and you married the people doing the candidate. Shakatashuka Muna 2008. Kubiriza ni inclusive, ndio zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari kuAmerica nedzimwe mari dzakaita semaranzi. Iri nyaya yekurakidza kumutsidza upfumi. Saka so far vamutuli mumwe kuti vazosvika pakuzoita danho ravatora iri vari kufungidzira kuti kushandiswa kwedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonhedza economy, asi iri nyaya industry kuti munyika hamuna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi.
Zino mkoma gomba chodi nekuti hurumende iri kuti aiwa nhasi kubva nezuro taakushandisa bond, taakushandisa RTGS, taakushandisa eco cash. Todi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari.
Kuti nyika igondokuendera mberi chachirikudiwa chetenyaya kuti iendere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika. Tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry, kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya yechigaro percent yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva ndizvo ndovakauraya nyika vanhu ivava. Ndo zvekare vaakutanga kuuraya kuti vanhu vangava vakutanga kusimuka nemari yekudzimwe nyika. Saka chavari kuda iyo ndechekuti havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba. Ndezvavasiri kungoona, chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa, because ivo kudzimba dzavanhu ivo vaka vana mutori nuyava bhondo hautombodibata.
Saka imi doza angu munombosvika munyika muri kurarama seiko? Mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvino hazvina kumira mushe. Muri kurarama sei?
Kurarama pakaita mukoma wangu, nekuti kana vari kumusha vachisowa zvakutongosvika pakutongwaomera mona. Saka mhino kuti ivo vachazofamisawo sei, asi haipapa pakatova zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyorezvo.
Aiwa mukoma gomba, takunzwai zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa musatye mukoma, chirongwa ndechenyu, chogara chikufonerai, mopota muchingodzoka. Handiti
handika maita basi.
Right, utabo lukone kutwini, mtsakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, lizwile. Kodwa ngiyeza kuti nginomule mlaleli, tine umwe mutereri abva kupinda pachirongwa, tinotenda vagomba. Kola mutereri abva kupinda muchirongwa, ndiani ari parunari? Mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndinofara.
Ari parunari apo ndiani?
Ndi Robert ari kutaura mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa, ndirikuona kuti muri kuSouth Africa uko. Muri kupi kuSouth Africa?
Ndiri kuRustenburg.
hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza marand zenyu achicha hanzi a chibomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti achakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ini semaone zvisaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru ama VP vakati it won't work. Hazvishandizvi it won't work.
Asi mukoma Robert VP, mukoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadii.
Ya, unoona nyaya kuti ndanguva dzonga dzekuti kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurawa ichokwadi kuti motcarrenji takayadzokuta for a reason takayadzokuta nekuda kwezvikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti motcarrenji aitwe stretch out nekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe. Ndikoneka nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana mutiriuyu ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka. I remember takabve tina Simba Makoni sometime saka kuti vana gono mukugunhi muresident muya muya but vanhu iye vane njere dzavo dzakapinza izvozvo vanti vapinda mugavhmendi yezanupf hamena kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa here mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asichashande asinesa vanhu. Imi semaonero andokuta nekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market bedi mapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vayemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kutiiwa hapanonge ari kushanda for their own good which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders. Saka semaonero andokuta imi inhaho ndochinonzi chamutengure chamutava nhava mwana wosva mudumbu mai wosva musana abereka mwedziani pakadai apo.
Aiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handiti.
Zvakanaka, thank you so much.
Right, nangu munyu mlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi 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 lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy. Kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzaakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 8:37 kunoku kuAmerica 2:37 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. Another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassis himself, echoed sentiments which Nyikayedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people elizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more.
Nigeria tsangaza zvakanyanya nekuti currently majeshe zvinari kuenda na5 achingozobva kuma9:10 manheru saka time yekusenza aitis about 67 hours overnight masikati kazhinji tinenge tisina majeshe so is a result ti tisadza kunyatsodeliver basa redu kumaclients edu because hatisi kukwanisa kunyatsomanyuva basa redu intime.
Kuti tibike chaiko kana kuti mwana adye porridge makuseni zvine zvida magetsi kuti iwe mai udye kuti udini zvese zvekusaka magetsi every day tinenge tisaka magetsi sechingori murima sezvamuri kuona izvozvo zvitatojaira zviri zvokuverenga vana havachatoverengeka kondaiwane timari yeku ndatenga kendru ndatenga kuti zvipfuni zvacho hazvizobudi nekuti zvinhu zvavo zvakatoma kendru racho rodhura zve huni dzaizodhura saka kutoverenga kwevana chaiko kwakutoramba kutonetsa vaakungotamba mumasiritu tozongovadedzawo vachipinda mumba kwachena kwakutovati.
Tutaba lukone kutwini abantu bayakhala labathi izinto azimanga kuhle lizwe umnumzana oqala yena isithi ugesi lwayahamba ngo 5 bese lubuya I during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe clock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulogesi lizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama sekhuluma isithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angisela imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayosibhodela bayedlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazobe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read Nantu tabalu kone kutwini isimo somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamiraka ita ufumi wenyika anzi ku Zimbabwe zvinazvo nakumira muwishe asine zuro professor Mthuli Ncube vaka introducer vakati nyayenyu yekuuya nema user yekuuya nema pula nekuuya nema rand chimbomirai womakasa hamuchakwanisa kuzvishandisa anzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nekuti pandakaonawo padandemutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have a billion US dollars it's all right keep it kodwa you can't use it to trade elizweni kodwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA ne bond bese uyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ishukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelize kodwa elizweni when you're buying ishukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise i-local currency nantu tabalu khona egudwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura lezve kusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate na Magetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome, mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Mkoma, zviri sei?
Mushe, Mkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata, rungoona nyidzi dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatendai choto, navo is a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, woo, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une user, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwi. Wafana ukenda ku bank onochinja mari yako obata bond obata RTGS oya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi seve chidiki varuta zvema business muri kuzvitambira sei munyika
izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo ino doubtika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafana nezim dollar yobva yari itochisini zim dollar back into the system as be so currency in a mono currency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne zim dollar chona hazvina kwazvinotisvitsa so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana tinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
asi imi sevechidikiwa nemabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vacho tovambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuZimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to Zimbabwe imi sevechidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa section instrument 142 of King 19 yakati iyala ichiintroduswa zvekutiita zim dollar radzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mogera pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achajwe in US ozoretwa into bond Saka ikizo kuna ungoza munu di service yangu yi 20 US. Iyo zoni badara equivalent yi 20 US in bond.
Mm.
That is the only strategy mwenge ilipo. But shansama price yi US.
Alright, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bata ipa runare wama gets in tange lizo kere kuna wachoto, tinzo kutuwa noti. Wachoto mchiripo pa runare rapu. Mr. Choto?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right. Nyaye confidence keeps coming up, keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. And the introduction, zira ya waka unzao nyaye yukuti apache sina nyaye yukushandisa multi-currencies munyika. Waka, iyo wadoti nima undra au, it's illegal. Is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing, what he did per se, legal? Is he allowed to do that? To just wake up much, is that shadi ta kushandisa currency?
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RRBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually... This will make things very difficult for people to maneuver, and I agree with my colleague what you were saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one has just to has come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity through this decision. I really wonder, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity, and the businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. But if I'm Romo Vachoto, Nditorem Tereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But regarding that, Mtereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola kola Mtereri, ndukunzo otma, shrika parunare, usukona, usungeni legushelo, api na mchurongwa ndia.
Thomas Nyashan.
Ndia nari parunare?
Thomas Nyashan, mkaboro mbotana.
Dumelang, Thomas, ukai?
Elitera.
Thank you so much, ukeni legushelo. Welcome. Walena Thomas, what's your opinion on everything happening in Kozimbabwe?
Okay, Mukoma Jonga, nyaya ilipo ipachena ipapo. I think nyaya kuti lanu alachavumewa shansa ma forex ayo. Nyaya kuda kusechana muono, just because manzotaza lana anamturi wakamboya wachiti na president wachiti wakaonuko uchita break market uchasungwa uchaenda ujiri for 10 years wakanatokono atizaramba ushanda na asu unu akudzoka nekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chavari kuda wakwa kolekta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti wakwanse kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo wakwanse kurarama wachibhururuka wachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why wakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utro. Is there not a possibility, Akhore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti wana o forex yokupa business community kuitrops, in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichenda ono siya kubeng kana wa siya kubeng andi mwuru kwa na kutia zeza atina maveru dijenji mingezi Zimbabwe. Zeza kwa vayu, so why? Just because those people they train by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union, from all these are the local guys. Neo ni mwenewe siwa kunzi kwa inyika rongsa makura kutora foreign currency azusha mita nasuno mchazo nyeye change ya kubuda Zimbabwe wachange wa kutora kutu munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency kubva kunze kwenyika achangaiya kungopita mabhenga achingopiwa bond paper. Bepero has not one much under Bon Bepero.
Mhm.
Kubatsa na kurpachena chayako chayako kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who's going, who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not Iwewe.
Mm.
Saka, I don't think kuti izvakato anamso inwe kuti u professor wavo u professor chayako chayako. Not u professor chayako chayako anasozivaka. You must know that kuti munina wangu he should have this foreign currency. Kuto kuti foreign currency uye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu. Kandoshandisa ini ndiri muhumende makaona ma borders right kana chino declare more than ndikunzi you have to pay in foreign currency but andimukuona kuti it's a means of correction the foreign currency vakuwana ndi but they are supposed to correct it so nicely kuti hano varume mukuona pane nyika haina kana foreign currency saka toita they were supposed to do the outreach programs like Bunza Movan, that's because Nika is only one. Tinamonia, Kasiana, Siana, but for longer like Bunzoku, no, we know, and then the Tovanichi Sungochi, which is what I Papua at least about 3/4 years, Babu to Azakan. So, what can we do? Unlike to say, and go propose, and then Nanga, what's that?
Yeah,
we are in Botswana. Botswana is not dependent on the diamond. But apart from that, we are
good. Thank you so much, Thomas Ndokupinda Mshirongwa.
Thank you,
Papa. Right, Zuruganda Bamanzwa, the Thomas Angari Parunari. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Oh, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, and Otanga Kunava Maketsi. Mama Ketsi, mchiripo parinare rapo.
Nilipongo wa maki.
Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Urumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence is very similar. In my opinion, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No solution. The government, like if you watch my declaration of my declaration of challenge that it came my workers last week. Because my workers in my jingi, I'm going to request my payment in the US. So by that, the government was in the US. So that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salary paid in the US. And it's a choke down decision. You see, but the city is not confident. You see, you have a lot of work, but that's only to take in the way to get a lot of high numbers and we have a lot of money. I don't know what you teach,
yeah. I watch.
And the only decision is sustainable. And the solution is that you don't like it. You are following what you say. Yes, I challenge you. It's more necessary.
Pastor, 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, muchiripo parunare. Right, Pastor, 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power over my gates, mkanoktua varo muchirongwa. As Zimbabwe is open for business, in matawara nyaye confidence, Ramnanga Gawaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy, Zimbabwe is open for business, imindimwe business community Vacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have yet contested elections, and this issue has not been truly resolved. we move to political reform, I think that the economy will solve itself naturally. Because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it SDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have police ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency, this is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting a losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Vachamisa, 2 weeks to go to Gadzirisa Chunich. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Chamisa of MDC. I am neither Van PF nor MDC,
mm-hmm.
but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership, leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda Mchirongwa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. Choto, zokera kuna Mama Ketsi. Mama Ketsi, 2 minutes zasara Mchirongwa. Manzwa zwatawruwa na Choto. Petai Mchirongwa Mkoma.
I agree with Vice Chairman Mkoma Choto.
Mm.
The government yet a force no mouse in a situation is that they are ready for that.
Mm.
I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic no mouse. Because if no mouse of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. If we do not declare it is in no mouse, we achieve no mouse the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own and some of the people, they are presumably based on trial and error intentions. I think the government really needs to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere for the safety of us as citizens and of course for their own integrity as a government of the nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or nah?
Ah, nah.
I want to know that.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it was Kujara, before this SIE 142 of 2019, Zimbabwe had the Papa index of doing business country. Zimbabwe is at the bottom already. Mm. And then we introduce more and more. What is this? It's another process that the investors to go through. And my investors want to use their same conscience, both time is money. Mm-hmm. We're going to chase away people from doing business, which means, Bubba, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I was I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more, Pachirongwa. But I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to be Pachirongwa.
Thank you, Mike.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo pasara, 1 minute muchirongwa chinobhururuka, chinomhara. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa, tatina vatendai Choto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina zvakare vatatenda Magetsi, ndivo ka co-founder wesangano. He's a co-founder wenhlanganiso Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo, sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza hanzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Isikhatsanise siphelile Zulu kandaba da tender zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hove. I'm your host Zubapo Mute. Good night. Bye bye.